103.9 WRBI Batesville, Greensburg, Brookville, Versailles now presents Southeastern Indiana's longest running and most listened to sports show, Coach's Corner, broadcasting from the Coach Raver Corner at Ison's Family Pizza.
Good evening, sports fans. Terrence Arney here with you for another wonderful episode of Coach's Corner, supported and sponsored by our title sponsor, Ison's Family Pizza, a place where area coaches come to get great food and to speak directly to you about their programs and the student athletes that make them hum. We've got a great show lined up for you this evening. Going to talk some basketball with Coach Tyler Thiesling of the East Central Trojans. They're going to just go up the road to South Decatur and talk to Coach Kristen Hicks about her girls there at South Decatur. And then we'll talk, have a chance to speak with Coach Adrian Wilborn with Milan Wrestling. Boy, they got a fantastic story going on down there and an amazing performance at the state level. But we'll kick things off right here in Batesville. An opportunity to speak with the men's head coach of the Batesville Bulldogs, Coach Aaron Garrett. Coach, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Terrence. And if I could start with something, I've got former player Colt Meyer, who the Bulldog fans remember fondly.
Yes.
Just surpassed 1,000 points at IU East on Saturday. And the awesome part of that is, this is only his third season at IU East. He actually went to Thomas More first, and then after COVID, transferred to IU East, and has carved out an incredible career. I've got to watch him live, watch him right before Thanksgiving break, I think. This year's when I was able to get down there. And he's phenomenal, and then been watching his games online, and teams are stacking their defenses against him, and they still can't stop him. I think he had 32 in the game, and he broke the 1,000-point barrier.
Right.
So he's very, very proud of Colt. He always loved basketball, lived in the gym, and it's surely come together to next level for him, too.
Well, let's stay right there. I want to ask you something about that. He was in the gym when you guys took on Greensburg. What does that mean, or what does that say to you as a head coach when you see these past players not just go off and have their own careers and own lives and continue to win at a high level, but when they come back, what does that mean to you in this program?
It's my favorite part of coaching now at this point in my career. Mm-hmm. Before I came in here, I was texting Brian Hoeing about a podcast he and I shared back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed Colt walk in near the end of the JV game, and like I told you on the air after the game, he's a busy dude. To come from IU East just to check out his Bulldogs, and he loves it. I hope at some point in his future coaching is involved, because he knew the game as a high school kid.
Right.
And he's really good, and I know he'd be good teaching the game. So just seeing the former players and watching them now as they're getting married, they're having families. But then to see a guy like that go out of his way tells you a little bit, too, about the Greensburg-Batesville rivalry.
Yes,
to come
does.
Home in the middle of the week of during his college season to watch that. It's always good to see the former guys, and it was really good to see Colt. And he heard our shout-out, because I had a text from him shortly after I got off the air. So that was even better.
That is pretty awesome. Well, let's pick things up right there, Coach. You've run your record to 9-3, 2-0 in conference play, and you said it in the beginning, as we're leading up to that Greensburg matchup, that you weren't going to necessarily wrap up and win the conference with that game, but it was going to go a long way to decide whether or not you guys would have an opportunity to compete for that EIAC title. You avenged the earlier loss, aside from the obvious, the score. What was the big difference in this most recent game versus the one early in December?
Just we're finally learning how to, and again, as you were there live and witnessed it, it's not perfect. We had some turnovers that we watched on film, and again, nothing that the opponent's doing besides just trying to speed us up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working, it's coming from different angles. But we're getting below 10 turnovers. We only had 9 in that game, but 5 of them in the fourth quarter, and those 5 were unforced. But we're finding out, overcoming some tough calls, overcoming Cade Kaiser fouling out with a minute 30 on just a tough play,
mm-hmm.
on an aggressive hustle play by Cade. But all these things are coming together. And so I'm going to go two different fronts on this.
Okay.
First and foremost, it was important to get the Greensburg monkey off our back, if you will.
Yes.
In terms of, we gave that one, I felt we gave that one away in December, much like we did the Columbus North game about a month later. So now we've strung together. We've won the Pennant Heights game. We won the South Ripley game. We won the Greensburg game, where there's some similar things happening near the end as far as us not taking care of the basketball as well as we need to, but yet coming away with a win. So to continue to do that, that will continue to give our guys confidence. And I'll use one example that you that I talked about on the air with Coach Moorhead after the Ripley County game, championship game. Trent Lewis, for example.
Yes.
Takes an ill-advised three, but steps up to two big free throws to help seal that game. And I said on air that night, I said, that's critical because there'll be a situation that maybe Greensburg where T. Lou has to hit a big free throw.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, the young man hit a big free throw to give us that four-point margin. And then like the Greensburg-Batesville thing, it's a rivalry. We've not done our fair share of upholding the rivalry here in the last basically decade.
Yeah.
And I'll take all the blame for that. But the little secret is hardly nobody's beating Greensburg. We've been one of the few teams to beat them. So we need to continue to flip the script on that. And I've really challenged our guys going into the Greensburg game for the conference race, for our program. Let's get this one done. And they did it. And going back to Cade, tough, and he's not fouled out of a high school game.
Right.
So that's had to, for that to happen at a minute 30 left, and the score is within two possessions, tight game, and to have our best athlete, best player over on the bench was critical. But to his credit, he stayed dialed in, and he was connected during timeouts. He was talking on the bench as plays were happening. And then that put two sophomores in for that last minute and a half with Braid Maple and Trent Lewis, along with the three seniors. And you get to witness it, too. It's fun to see guys just grow up right in front of your eyes, and those two surely did.
Let's talk about the waning moments of that game. We're going down the stretch. I want to say you took at least two, but I want to say you took three timeouts in there. There was a lot going on. You talked about the five turnovers there in that home stretch. In those timeouts, what was your message to the squad? Game is still in the balance. You've had the lead, and if it didn't want to feel like and start to look like early December, what was your message to the team during those timeouts?
Yeah, and you're exactly right, because we throw the ball away there where they're going to have the opportunity to tie the game with a three, because we were only up three. But basically just trying to get the guys to calm down and just get them focused, because we literally do a drill called full court passing, where we even do it where it's coming towards our end of the gym, just like it would at a home game. Just, again, to try to replicate things. So we dial into that. We talk about what we're going to do on the marker board and what they're going to execute on the floor. And in our last entry where T. Lou does get fouled, they ran it perfectly, because T. Lou was going to kind of be a decoy. Our other options didn't get open. He had the biggest player on the floor on him, so that's when he sprinted to a void on the floor. Jack saw him execute a strong pass. Our turnovers are absolutely, and the fans watch this, our turnovers are always, we're not on 2 feet and passing with two hands. They're on the run, they're across our body, they're one hand. So the guys are going to get tired of hearing that, but that's a recipe to fix what we've been doing wrong. So just to get the guys to calm down and then to just execute. And it's tough. These are, I think we forget, even I'll use Jack as example. Jack feels like he's been in the program forever. He's a 3-year varsity player for me. He's an old soul, but it's tough out there in the arena.
Yeah.
And I was blown away by the crowd for a Thursday night. So really good crowd on both sides. It's the rivalry. And even Jack has to overcome getting sped up at times, or maybe missing a free throw, or throwing a ball away on an inbounds. But to see it come together and then to overcome something as a group, there's nothing more fun than to see it happen. And we'll continue to grow up. The good thing is we've got a lot of ball games left and a lot of room to grow in terms of maxing out this group. And that's what I challenged them with this morning before we practiced, as we watched film. As we go through reps now, is that your best?
Right.
And only they can answer that, because if they'll continue to give their best and expect the best of each other, we can get this thing at a really, really high level as we hit March and be an absolute tough out for the tournament.
From where I sat, Coach, it felt like that particular game was more about your team and the Bulldogs focusing on Bulldog basketball, and not so much about what you're able to do to Greensburg. Feel free to correct me if I go astray here. But unlike in that first game, you were able to keep Addison Barnes-Pettit in check. I think, I don't know if you and I had the conversation about it, but I definitely said it on air. He strikes me of a Draymond Green-type player, and not about the antics, but about him being the heartbeat of that team. And when he gets going, I've seen games where they just really feed off of him, and I felt like you guys kept him in check, and he never got that spark thus the rest of the team, the rest of the Pirates, never got that spark.
And he's a tough customer. My biggest compliment to him as an opposing player is, in December, he's the reason they won.
Right.
We never exceeded his energy level, his charisma, his enthusiasm. And I challenged our guys with that all week going into the game. And then you've got the tough customer, McKenzie.
Yeah.
And going back to Barnes Pettit, he's shooting upper 40% from three. And it's usually in that left-hand corner, but he hit the three to get him within the one possession.
Right.
McKenzie's a strong, strong player. If he gets his shoulders past you, good luck. He's probably going to finish and probably get a trip to the foul line. So just doing that, and then I think, and I showed the guys on film, the play that probably means the most to me is Cade came into the game off a 23-point game, a 20-point game. I think he finished maybe a 13. But there's a situation as we broke the 3-1, and Cade has it. If he wants to turn, he could have turned, taken one dribble, and scored at the bucket. But he turns, he sees Gus in the corner, and Gus ends up having a 23-point night.
Right.
And there was equal excitement. Braden Maple stands up on the bench. Cade is the first one to slap Gus's hand. The other three players on the floor, Jack, T. Lou, and Sam, are excited because Gus had it rolling. And Gus has worked really, really hard in the weight room with his body to get strength. He knows the game well. And you could just tell he was comfortable and focused. And Gus is one we call it going in the foxhole with. I'd go in the foxhole with Gus because I'll go back to last year in the sectional championship game. I don't think that moment's too big to him. He was not taken off course by the circumstances, the crowd, the situation. I felt the same way Thursday night. And he's earned the opportunity to have a game like that.
Right.
And for younger players would have to be listening. You just don't have a 23-point game in a rivalry game. As hard as Greensboro plays, so they want to beat us very, very badly. And it's fun to see a kid just work. Coming off, as you and I shared after that game, he did not have a good Ripley County tourney in terms of production. Always plays hard, does good things, does the intangible things, but in terms of production from making teams pay, from hitting from the perimeter, and then he just shows up big time and delivers, in my 16-year career, delivers one of the all-time big games in terms of situation. And my goodness, when he's going, and then you have to worry about Sam, you have to worry about Kay, Jack underneath,
yeah.
T. Lou and Maple doing what they do as far as all they give us. We're striving towards our best version. That's pretty exciting, and I'll pinpoint Gus for that on Thursday night.
Yeah, no doubt. Huge game. But I still think, and I mentioned this to you after the game, I still think the biggest play was defensively. It was T. Lou. McKenzie had just hit a three on the previous possession, and he's coming up, getting ready to step in through a three, and T. Lou fights through traffic and just runs him off the line. He changes and then tries to drive to the basket. The shot doesn't go. They don't get a basket on that possession, and that prevented them from. They would have tied it up because they were down three at the time, and they never got close again after that. And I think that really that defensive stand, and again, T. Lou chasing him off the 3-point line, really went a long way to securing the victory.
And for Trent and Braden, it's tough being a sophomore.
Yes.
Just in any program, especially our program, the amount of minutes they're playing. And Trenton is extremely hard on himself.
Yeah.
So I've got to talk, and Braden too, both of them are, which I like, because that's the edge. It also
right.
just drives in to put work in. But T. Lou had some tough turnovers, so he's hard on himself. He does not like to be embarrassed. He does not like to not do his best. And I'm subbing those two in and out, and I'm fired up on the sideline.
Right.
And they take all that in. And the big thing for both those two, and especially Trent Lewis, is he's not letting one mistake, one play that didn't go his way, affect the next five or six plays. He's doing a much better job of moving on. And that play you just described doesn't happen if he's still thinking about a turnover earlier in the game,
right.
or a missed shot or a mistake he made, or
right.
me yelling at him. So just very happy with those two sophomores, because they're, as you know, you've covered all of our games. They're going to be a huge part of this thing going forward, as they already have been to this point.
No doubt about it. Speaking of going forward, you got two more conference games. Franklin County next up. Actually a back-to-back. Franklin County at Franklin County. Then you come back home for Connersville. Your thoughts on the back-to-back?
Yeah, we're in that stretch where you hit the three-game stretch of all the IAC games. Then we'll step out of conference, get back into conference there in February. So we go to Frank County, where historically that's a tough place to play.
Sure.
In terms of just the 45-minute bus ride, the far end, which will be our basket to start the game, just wait and see. That's where most kids will be dunking Friday during our shoot-around for the JV game. They always tell me that rim's low, but then we can't seem to dunk when the game happens or score. But it's two important games, and as we go through the rest this week, we can't work so hard to get that road game win at Lawrenceburg, defend our home court against Greensburg, and then turn around and give it up by not taking care of business against Franklin County, against Connersville. And it's not going to be easy because we're on the road at Franklin County. We've not had a double weekend since we got blasted at Southwestern after our Lawrenceburg game on Friday night. So it's our first double weekend, so we're starting to simulate what it would be like on a Friday-Saturday of a sectional weekend. We got to take care of business. We got to bounce back and have a great shoot around Saturday, get ready for Connersville, and get ready to roll on our home court then Saturday, hopefully after taking care of business on Friday, to continue. Because Terrence, I'm not a very smart guy, but I do know this. If we continue to win all of our conference games, that leaves us a pretty good standing at the end of the conference season.
No doubt.
And we want to control our own destiny. So that's going to be the big thing as we go game by game Friday and Saturday.
All right. Batesville Bulldogs 9-3 on the season, 2-0 in the conference, riding a four-game win streak. Coach, thanks so much. And we'll be with you Friday night when we head up to Franklin County.
Awesome. Safe travels. I'll see you there.
All right. That was Aaron Garrett, head coach for the Batesville Bulldogs. Having a great season. And we've got more of this great show coming up after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Nothing brings the family together like a home-cooked meal. Let Whirlpool and Maytag Appliances help you handle what the day brings. From smart cooking to dependable dishwashers, Gehring's has it all. With the largest selection of Whirlpool and Maytag appliances in the area, you're sure to find the perfect appliance for your cooking needs. Shop for the best appliances with the latest features at Gehring's today. Whirlpool and Gehring's, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
You are tuned to Coach's Corner.
We want to thank Cecil and his crew here at Eisen's Pizza for allowing us to be here. We want to thank all of our sponsors who make this all possible. Go out and support them, because not only do they make things like this possible, they keep your communities going, and that's very, very important.
103.9 WRVI.
Coach's Corner continues live. From so used to saying live from Eisen's Family Pizza, and of course Cecil and those guys, they do such great work. They're in the process of doing a little remodeling, so we came back to the Fishbowl here in the studio on Main Street. So drive by, blow your horn, wave, let us know you're listening. But we are forever grateful to Eisen's and our other sponsors, Gehring's, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SCI Fiber by REMC, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy, and Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Just finished up with Aaron Garrett. Bulldogs will be in action, taking their show on the road to Franklin County on Friday night. And joining the program now, head coach of the East Central Trojans, the men's team, Coach Tyler Thiesing. Coach, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Always good to speak with you, and you guys came out with a victory in your most recent outing, a victory over Talawanda out of Oxford, Ohio. But before we get to that game, I want to go back, because we haven't spoken since the holidays, and just talk us through the holiday play. I think you had two tournaments that you guys participated in.
The girls just actually got done playing Talawanda.
I'm sorry,
it was a boy girl doubleheader on Saturday. Girls play Talawanda, we play Franklin County.
Dude, I'm
And no problem at all. But no, we only played in one holiday tournament. We played in Richmond, a very good tournament.
Yeah.
We played a Phelan Academy team, a very quick athletic team that I thought we did well against. We won that one, and then after that, we ran into a little bit of a gauntlet. Played a really good Richmond team, who I believe right now is 16-0.
Okay.
And then after that, we lost that one. We just a different type of athletes that we had to face that we are not accustomed seeing down here in southeastern Indiana. But I thought our kids, you know, they handled it well. You know, I can't be on the air and say we played really well because we didn't.
Sure.
We turned the ball over like, you know, it was our job and we're getting paid for it. But but we're figuring it out, you know. Yeah. I heard Coach Garrett talk about, you know, turnovers being a little bit of a problem for his team. It's the same way with us, too.
Right.
But then after that, we played a very fundamentally sound Bloomington South team. They're young, and Coach J.R. Holmes is going to have another good team here in the next couple years. But again, we had to wake up early in the morning, not trying to make excuses or anything, but it's just one of those things that our kids are not accustomed of doing.
Right.
And we came out flat on that one. I thought we played well defensively. It's just them being so fundamentally sound on defensive end, we struggled offensively. You know, they're there on the catch. We struggled getting open looks. When we did get open looks, we missed a lot of point-blank layups. We did the same thing against Richmond.
Sure.
So it was just one of those games, actually two of them. And then we played a good Fort Wayne North team that same day, and we actually had the lead with about 5 minutes to go. I think we were up 6 or 7 points. And, you know, not all in order, but we had a couple ill-advised shots, turnovers that led to points, you know, live ball turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
They finally hit. We played a lot of zone. They were very quick and long and tall. And, you know, we kind of stuck in our zone all throughout the game, and they just finally started hitting some shots. I think they hit about 4 threes in the fourth.
Yeah.
And we just kind of ran out of gas, and I think we ended up losing by 8. But seeing those teams is good for us, you know?
Yeah, that was a tough competition in that tournament.
I think Richmond is top 10 in the state now.
Yeah.
And I think they'll probably stay there throughout the whole year. But it's good to see that type of competition, especially in the holiday tournaments. You know, just kind of see where we're at. And then we were fortunate enough to come back after a holiday break and kind of reset a little bit, I guess you want to say. We did have a week there where we did play Northwestern. Played well overall. It's just we struggled hitting shots.
Sure.
But then we turned around and played Rushville that same – so it was a Tuesday-Friday game.
Mm-hmm.
And Northwest Ohio on Tuesday, and then we played Rushville, and we turned around and we hit 12 threes. I think we shot about 50% from the three-point line. So we need to be a little more consistent overall shooting the ball. We have the ability. It's just a matter of getting our guys having the confidence to, you know, if you miss one, it's okay, just next play. You know, mm-hmm. if you get another open shot, you got to take it and knock it down.
Right.
But, you know, we're figuring it out. We beat Frank County on Saturday. Coach Foster's doing a great job with that group. He's young. He's going to mm-hmm. be good mm-hmm. in the next couple of years. He does a good job at kind of slowing it up, mucking it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But, again, it's another game we didn't shoot the ball well. So I'm hoping that, you know, if history repeats itself, the next time we play, it's going to be almost like a floodgate. So we'll see. Every day we're getting better. We're figuring it out. You know, every once in a while we have that turnover issue, but we're getting it.
Yeah. Now, I've always been impressed with East Central's out-of-conference schedule. I mean, you guys schedule some tough ones, as you just alluded to, and now you're kind of getting more into your EIAC portion of your schedule. You knock off Rushville, Franklin County, two wins right there for you in the conference, and then you've got South Dearborn coming up next this week. What kind of challenges does that South Dearborn team present?
You know, they have a kid named Brody Tiki who I think is really good.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shame that I think he's listed at maybe 5'10".
Mm-hmm.
If he was just a little taller, I think he could do something special. The kid can play.
Right.
Outside of that, they got a couple kids that have the ability to score. They have a nice little a good athlete, Shackelford, mm-hmm. who can kind of shoot it and drive it too. And a couple other kids. And he got a couple of young guys too.
Right.
A kid named Scout. I can't think of his full name, but he's also really good for a freshman. A Tyler Christian kid who's built not like a freshman at all, but
right.
So he's got some pieces over there. I feel confident going into the game. You know, like, you just got to go out there and go play.
And like you said, as history's shown, it might be a lights-out shooting night
It may be, and hopefully for us it is, but you never know. The one thing I told our guys in film room this morning was, you know, we shot the ball, horrible,
mm-hmm.
but yet we still came out with the win.
Right.
And a lot of that was because of our defensive effort. So,
sure.
Shooting comes and goes, but defense also always has to travel, and that's something I'm trying to preach to the kids, and they're doing a great job. They come to practice each and every day wanting to get better. They play hard. I couldn't ask for more other than making shots a little more consistent.
Right. You know, we talked early in the season that it was going to be a slow grind getting that season started. Your football kids hadn't quite gotten their basketball legs yet, but now you're at 500, 7-7 on the season. So when you look at it right now, how do you see where this team is as far as its trajectory?
You know, that's a great question. I didn't think we got off as slow as mm-hmm. I expected, and
right.
it might have been because we got a lot of kids back.
Right.
So they understood like kind of the grind we had to get into
yeah.
right away to get ready for the season. I've been really pleased with our team. We're still learning.
Sure.
And that's why I say every day we got to come in and just get better.
Right.
One thing at a time, get better. But we got a lot of good teams on our schedule left. I don't know where we're going to be. You know, I think we have the ability to win quite a few more games.
Sure.
But like I said, that's why you have to go play the game.
Right. Right. And then of course we're 2 months out, but when you get down to it, that sectional time, that is a very, very tough schedule. No doubt some of those tournament games that you played is going to go a long way to help you when you get to tournament time.
Absolutely. And you know, in our conference is tough enough to begin
right.
with, but, you know, scheduling some of those bigger teams, you know, they're 4A teams, and those are the teams that we have to compete with, so we have to schedule some of them.
Sure.
But like I said, our conference is tough, too, so that's enough challenge in itself. Well, with Columbus East coming up, they just knocked off Bloomington South. I think they have 4 or 5 wins on the year, but you look at some of their wins, they beat Whiteland, who got us.
Right.
You know, and then they also beat Bloomington South, who beat us. So, and then they turn around and they lost to Shelbyville. I've watched a couple of Shelbyville games, and that's a good team, too. They just knocked off
Greensburg, yeah.
So, I think you look at the game itself, it's a lot of just matchup-based,
sure.
you know, who matches up well with teams, and you're also talking about high school kids, so who knows what kid is going to show up what game.
Right, no doubt. Well, Coach, listen, congratulations at this point in the season. I mean, as you mentioned, EIAC, not an easy slate. You guys are undefeated in conference play, and again, you've got another conference game coming up this week with South Dearborn, so good luck there.
Thank you, I really appreciate it.
That was head coach for the East Central Trojans, Tyler Thiesing. We've got more Coach's Corner right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup. Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza. 812-933-0333. Ison'sFamilyPizza.com or downtown.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
We are here for you.
At George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Back to more Coach's Corner, delivered by Ison's Family Pizza.
Get out and support the teams in your area. They all deserve your attendance and appreciate you being there.
On 103.9 WRBI.
Coach's Corner continues here on 103.9 WRBI. I want to thank our sponsors for making the broadcast possible. They are Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communication, and Margaret Mary Health. Just finished talking East Central Trojan basketball, and man, I tell you, you want to talk about a tough schedule. Their out-of-conference schedule is always stacked with really, really good teams, and you know, that's the road they have to get to where they want to be at the end of the season. They remain undefeated along with Batesville as far as EIAC play. So when those two get together later on in the season, that will decide that EIAC champion there as far as conference play. Let's move on up the road to Decatur County and welcome to the program head coach for the South Decatur Lady Cougars, Coach Kristen Hicks. Coach, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure speaking with you, Kristen, and talking to you about women's basketball. And you guys already notched 11 wins on the season, riding a two-game win streak, 4-1 in conference play. And we'll get into – I want to talk talk about what the Cougars have been up to over the holiday break. I'm sure you guys probably participated in some tournament play. But there's before we do that, I just got to point it out. You guys are really putting together an impressive season, not just in the wins, and I don't mean this jokingly. When I look at the losses, they're impressive too. You lose to a South Ripley team that wins the Ripley County tournament by 2 points. You avenge your loss to Jacksonville last postseason with a with almost a double digit win there. You lose to Olenburg Academy Twisters by 1 point, who just on Saturday beat that South Ripley team that also that won the Ripley County tournament. You guys are putting together, I don't know, quiet as it may be kept, you guys are putting together an impressive season.
So there's been a couple games there with some larger margins that we let kind of slip away. But, yeah, we've had about five games out of our losses that we've averaged two-point losses those. So we throw Henryville in there by two, Union County by four, and you mentioned a couple. So, yeah, so, some really close and kind of heartbreaking. North Decatur was a heartbreaker, and Oldenburg was too. So a couple close ones, but at the end of the day, though, also as a coach, you want to see us kind of – we've got to start closing out some of those close ones, too. Sure. But, yeah, very pleased with the season. You know, also a lot of improvement from last year. So happy with where we are and especially kind of closing down the year.
So talk to me a little bit about your tournament play over the holiday. How many tournaments did you guys participate in, and how did that go?
Yeah, we went to Hauser for their holiday tournament, first year being in that, and I think it was a good experience. We played, we drew Triton Central for the first game, which was just a tough matchup.
Right.
But I think it was good for us, you know, a big school like that who plays fast, who, you know, plays physical, a lot of physicality in that game. And, you know, we had to adjust.
Sure.
You know, not used to that. And once we kind of settled into that game, it was okay. But also it was a good eye-opener. Like, you know, we've got to, you know, match that. We've got to be that aggressor. And then we had Lawrenceburg next in there. So two tough schools to go against. Didn't play our best either game. But then we finished the holiday tournament with a win against Greenwood Central, or Greenwood Christian, I think it was.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a good win there going into after the holiday break. We saw North Decatur right after that. So it was a good win to finish up there.
Sure. Sure. And I think you see those dividends almost pay off immediately. You talk about, you know, the Triton Center and Lawrenceburg. Those are some programs with some size and
sure,
speed.
Yeah.
But then you turn around and you actually, you know, you handle Greenwood Christian 20-point win there. So you see immediate dividends there. I want to back up a little bit more, and I do want to talk about that Jacksonville win as it relates to the rest of this season, because the blind draw, the pairing show will be this weekend. This Sunday will be the pairing show. As I already mentioned, you know it like I know it. In terms of getting where you want to go, you're pretty much going to have to see that Jacksonville team again. Take me back to that night, and what did that mean to your program, being able to notch a win against what a lot would say is you know, is the crown jewel of that sectional. Sure. What did that mean to your program?
It was we needed a staple win. You mm-hmm. know, we were getting wins, and that's great. Any win is a great win.
Sure.
But we needed to beat a team that is consistently competitive.
Right.
And we needed a win where we knew where we could match up with these girls. So it was important for us to get that one, to build some confidence moving forward.
Right.
And knowing as we look late in the season then here at sectional that we can play with anybody.
Right.
You know, we have to have that mindset, which I think has been missing in years past with mm-hmm. our program. And I think it slowly started a shift, and that win surely, you know, solidified that mindset for us.
I was just looking at things this weekend. We did cover the Olenburg Academy in the South Ripley game. And then I'm like, wait a minute. All three of these, including your team, I'm thinking all of these three teams are going to have to knock each other out in that section. I was like, man, that is so unfortunate. Because we're talking about three really good teams.
Sure.
With that being said, no coach speak. Come on, give me the straight up answer here. When you look at the pairing show heading up, is there a particular path you'd like to go as far as, increasing your odds in terms of making it out of the sectional?
It's tough to say. You know, obviously we lost to Oldenburg by one on a last second shot, so that hurt pretty bad.
Sure.
So obviously that's a team you want to see again. But at the end of the day, when you're in the sectional, every team, you know, everybody's 0-0. Like you've got to go out and beat everybody. So and you don't know who's going to show up. You know what team's going to show up. So we got to be ready for anybody. So I don't care. You know, I want to win. I don't care who it is.
So we look at the remaining three as you head out here to the last week of the season. You've got Edinburgh at home along with Trinity Lutheran. And then you'll travel to Batesville to take them. A pretty good way to close out the regular season. As you look ahead at that little stretch and the stretch that you've gone through, do you feel like you're playing your best ball this time of year?
I think we're coming into it here. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's a roller coaster of a season because it's long and you're dealing with injuries and illnesses. So, you know, we've had about a month in there, maybe a little bit longer than that, where we struggled and we really saw the ups and downs of it. I think we're kind of coming out of that. Defensively, we've been consistent all season. We pride ourselves on that end of the court. So I'd love to see a little bit more consistency on the offensive end. But, you know, I'm happy with how we're progressing, and we've really got to come into it these next couple games. Like you mentioned, we got Edinburgh tomorrow night. That's going to be senior night, so that's a big game for us to honor our seniors. Trinity Lutheran, they're a good team. And, of course, like you mentioned, Batesville is going to be tough. So I like this competitiveness that we're going to see here towards the end as we get into sectional.
And when you look at your team as a whole, who are some of the student athletes that's really been getting it done for you here lately?
Well, you know, so we had Kylie Best was out for about a month with a concussion. So in that time frame, we really had to see some girls, you know, kind of step up. And mm-hmm. it was great to see specifically on the offensive end. So Michaela Summers really kind of carried a load for us, and she's continued that now that Kylie's back. So it was good for her to kind of gain some confidence. But players like Paige McQueen, who kind of had a couple really big games in that time frame and now has become an offensive threat, has been great. But we've got, you know, Molly Eden, who's consistent. Braylee Summers, Braylee Sundell, who has really been comfortable handling pressure and handling the ball and managing the team and the floor in general. So we've seen a couple girls kind of start getting into it here, and we want to see Kylie kind of start picking it up, kind of coming back from her injury. So we will kind of get her back into the rhythm of things, right. And I'm confident she will. So, you know, there's a couple players here that have really stepped up that I'm pleased with.
Good deal. Well, Coach, listen, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think those games that you've the body of work that you've put together, and those games with the South Ripleys and the Jacksondales and Olenburg Academy, I think it's given you guys the confidence that you know that when tournament time starts, once that blind draw is over, and you look up there and you see who you're up against, I think your girls are going to go in there knowing we can play with all these squads.
Yep, that's the mentality you got to have. Yeah, absolutely.
No doubt. I look forward to it. I think it's going to be one of the more exciting sectionals. Really looking forward to the pairing show this weekend. It's on the 21st. Are you guys getting together, doing anything? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get together. It'll be good to kind of meet together and watch it.
All right, good deal. Well, Coach, thanks so much for being so gracious with your time. And as always, enjoy talking ball with you.
And
we look forward to seeing you down the road.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, that was Coach Kristen Hicks of the South Decatur Lady Cougars. We've got more Coach's Corner in just a bit on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehring's to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehring's and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Wondering if you should go to immediate care or the emergency department? Injuries and illnesses happen and you need to be seen today, but where should you go? The emergency department is intended for critical care and medical emergencies. Immediate care is intended for non-life-threatening illnesses and minor injuries. Unsure of which department can give you the care you need? Call 812-662-6450 to ask questions. Decatur County Memorial Hospital, the quality care you want close by.
Coach's Corner, delivered by Eisen's Family Pizza, continues.
I want to thank all of our guests, thank all of our sponsors, thank Eisen's for allowing us to be here, thank all of you for listening in.
From 103.9 WRBI.
Coach's Corner continues here on 103.9 WRBI. I want to especially thank our sponsors again. Of course, our title sponsor, Eisen's Family Pizza. Cecil and his crew over there. Always great host and very hospitable. Also, a special thanks to Gehring's, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SEI Fiber by Indiana REMC, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy in Batesville, Chrysler Dodge Jeep. That was a fun conversation we just had with Coach Kristen Hicks of the South Decatur Lady Cougars. Really impressive what they've been able to put together, avenging their last loss of the season. They made it to the sectional championship, had to take on a tough Jacksonville team that just seemed destined to make a deep run, and they did. But they avenged that loss here in the regular season. They beat them early in the year, and you heard Coach say it gives them the confidence. They know they can play with anybody. It'll be a fun team to keep an eye on here during sectional play. let's totally change gears away from basketball, and let's talk about high school wrestling with one of the best to talk to about it, head coach from Milan. And he is brought with her as well. I won't bury the lead there, but we're obviously always glad to have Coach Adrian Wilborn of Milan. But we have a special guest he's brought with him, Kayla Rell, as well. Normally, I'd bury the lead and we'd talk about everything that's happened since the last time we spoke. But let's get to the good stuff right now, because I understand that Miss Kayla had a strong showing here at the state level and brought home a fourth place finish. Kayla, congratulations.
Thank you.
And Coach, just talk to us a little bit about that tournament that Kayla participated in, how it all came together, who all did you send, so forth and so on.
Well, we only sent Kayla. She's our only girl wrestler.
Okay.
But she wrestles on our boys squad. You know, she went to the regional on the boys squad last year. So, I mean, her doing well and placing at the state might have surprised everyone but the coaches. And
right.
Probably even, I'm so happy for how well she did. It's unbelievable. But it really wasn't a big surprise. We knew she could do it. She wrestles tough. She's been wrestling tough since she was 7, 8 years old. So it wasn't a huge surprise. But what she finally got to go this year and go to the regional, where she won the regional. And that put her in to the semi-state on the girls' side. And she won the semi-state. So that gave her a pretty good draw going into the state finals, where she won her first two matches, put her in the semifinals, and wrestled one of her best matches ever in that semifinal match, and come up just a little bit short, and went to the wrestle backs for third or fourth, and wrestled not one of her best matches for third and fourth, and I think the girl that she had there wrestled probably her best match ever. Right. And we ended up fourth, which is incredible, incredible job. She always puts 110% in it, and it was not unexpected at all.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, Kayla, so at the regional level, you were wrestling against boys.
My last year, I wrestled on the boys regional. I made it up to regionals. And this year, I decided that I was going to try the girls thing. I don't usually wrestle girls. I'm on the boys varsity team most of the time. And I usually just wrestle boys most of the year and just wanted to try something different.
Understood. So I got to ask this question. From your vantage point, from your view, how is it different when you're wrestling the boys and wrestling the girls? How does that differ for you?
For me, most of the time, the boys are usually stronger. They're more, they can really distinguish between what moves are coming.
Right.
And they practice really hard. They all give 110%. Not saying the girls don't.
Right.
They put in a lot of effort.
Right.
The girls, including myself, we have different hip flexibility, so which makes it a whole lot more difficult to pin girls, which is why the boys usually struggle to pin me. I haven't gotten pinned this year yet. So
wow.
That tells you how much it changes and between the boys and the girls.
Okay, so that was really just my warm-up question. This is the question I really wanted to know. When you're wrestling the boys and you beat a boy, tell the truth. Is it that much sweeter?
It is. It is. I do male-dominant sports, I would like to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say it would be arrogant or cocky to say, but it does feel nice beating the boys.
Right.
I've made quite a few cry, which is funny when you're from my perspective.
Listen, you are the fourth best wrestler in the state. It's not cocky. You say whatever you want to say. Now, in light of that, are there matches that you've gone into where maybe opponent, or at least did you feel that opponent didn't take you as serious? He's like, oh, well, this is a girl. I got this.
I did, actually, not to put any names out, but last year at my sectionals, he beat me in the beginning of the year, and he was close to pinning me, but he never did, and I think he tech-falled me, and I gave him my 110 for the rest of the year, and I ended up beating him for the match that put me into the regionals. I beat him, and I pinned him with a few seconds to go.
Awesome.
And I think that was probably my most memorable match last year.
Nothing wrong with that. So let's talk about that. So this year, you compete at the regional level, and then you find out, okay, you're going to state. When you won that match at the regional, and you knew, hands down, you were going to state, what did that feel like?
It was very nerve-wracking, and which makes me the first female to go to state from our school.
Wow.
So a lot of pressure was on. There were 16 that were going to state, and I had to win my first match in order to be in the top 8.
Okay.
And that was the goal at first, and I knew from, like, the beginning, just from going off rankings and watching everyone, that I could make top 4. And I was determined to make the top 4.
Right.
And it came down to that semifinal match that I actually thought I had a chance, and it was really close, and it was only ended up 0-3, and I wasn't mad and disappointed with myself.
Sure.
It was the best match I've wrestled, and it was very nerve-wracking. Let's just wrap it up with that.
And how has the reception been with your classmates and other athletes at Milan, knowing that you were the first female to compete at the state level?
They're all supportive. You know, I wouldn't be anywhere that I am today without my teammates.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Baylor is my practice partner. He has gone to state, and he makes me better. He picks out the little things that I do wrong. He helps me with that. Caleb Wilburn and Carson Betts, they do these super sweet speeches at school before I went to state. And it was I can't thank my team enough, because without them, I wouldn't be anywhere. Because without the team, there would be no team.
That is awesome. Again, I can't say congratulations enough. I know your family, your teammates, your school is all proud. And that's a big accomplishment. You know, when you compete at the state level, regardless of the discipline, no one can ever take that away from you. So, again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Coach, now you and I were talking off air a little bit. You guys have got a big meet coming up that you're hosting this weekend. Talk to me about that a little bit.
Yeah, we've got our end of the season 5-way at Milan, where we're going to wrestle Southwestern, New Washington. I think East Central's B teams. We had a dropout, and East Central said they'd send some boys over to fill it in. Madison and Lafayette Jeff are coming down to wrestle our final home meet. If we can go undefeated Saturday, that'll put us undefeated on the season.
Wow. Wow.
And that's never happened at Milan, so we're pushing for that pretty good. We've actually been in 6 tourneys this year. We've won 5.
Mm-hmm.
And so 5 tourneys and an undefeated seed is something that's never happened in the history of Milan wrestling. So.
Now, when you look at those teams that are coming in, who presents the biggest challenge? Who's going to be your toughest competition?
Well, I don't know much about the Lafayette Jeff. They reached out earlier this year, so that one I don't know. I know East Central, whether it's their B team, their A team, they're going to come wrestle tough no matter what. And Madison's got a pretty full squad this year, so they're going to be pretty tough. I think Southwestern's down on numbers a little bit, and so is New Washington. So then the other two there, Lafayette Jeff, Madison, and EC probably be the closest matches.
Okay. All right. And the postseason for the boys, that's right around the corner then. This is your last
week of season, and we start East the sectional.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Now, of course, we know about Miss Rail and how she finished up statewise with the rest of the team. How many do you think, or do you know, how many people are you expecting to be able to send on past sectional?
Well, I would really love to get them all out of the sectional, but you know, we're hoping to get maybe 7 to 10 through. It would be great. We really like to be in the hunt for that sectional title,
right?
And we haven't done that since I think 91 was the last time Milan won sectional. Would be a big accomplishment, and we set goals up every week, and this team's been good about checking them off every week. So hopefully here come next weekend, we'll be checking off a few more goals.
So remind me again how that works with wrestling in terms of, so when you get to sectional play, they're taking the top, where do you have to rank to get in there?
You got
to
finish in the top 4.
Okay.
In the sectional, then that moves you on to the regional, finish in the top 4 again at the regional, that moves you to the semi-state top four to semi-state. We'll put you in the state finals.
Right on, right on. Well, you guys, I know since, you know, last year was a good strong season for you in the regular season and the postseason. Looks like you're following that up again.
Still no seniors.
That's the crazy part, right? Yeah. You've got all these underclassmen, and it seems like you guys are really competing well at in the upper levels. That sectional, your sectional that you compete in, who won that sectional last year?
East Central won last year.
Okay, that'll be another powerhouse that you're going to have to.
Yep, the EIAC was just past weekend. I think Franklin County edged them out at the EIAC. So you know Franklin County's got an undefeated season going. They're tough this year, so it's going to be a battle. And I think with all the teams in the sectional, it's kind of going to split it up. The points are going to be split more than they've been. It's going to be closer than it's been in a long time in a sectional.
Now, when you say the points get split up, what do you mean?
We're going to have each school's going to have their several guys get through or several guys in the finals.
Right.
Which scores points for your team.
Sure.
And I think it's going to be where East Central over the past, especially several years ago, you put 7, 8, 9 guys in the finals in the sectional. I don't see that happening this year. I see that's going to be spread out amongst the 12 teams.
I see what you're saying. Okay. So, man, that's a tough. So who's all in that sectional then?
East Central, Franklin County, South Dearborn, Lawrenceburg, small schools, us and Union County, Batesville, Greensburg.
Holy smokes.
It's the whole EIAC is in it, and throw Connors or us and Union County in it.
And that's what you got.
That's pretty much what you got.
What?
Tough sectional.
I would say that is a meat grinder of a sectional. Yep. Wow.
And then go on to the regional where you got Newcastle and the Shenandoah and Northwestern and Centerville coming from the other side. It's competitive.
So basically what you're saying is you make it to compete at the state level. You've done some work.
I feel so, coming through our semi-state, which is I feel is one of the tougher semi-states around up there. It's our regional might be the weakest part of our trip, actually.
Is that right?
Once we get out of the sectional, then get through the regional. The semi-state's just a barn burner. Perry Meridian, Warren Central, Ron Colley, Cathedral. I mean, it's tough.
Wow. I mean, so wrestling is classless?
Classless, yes.
Well, there you go. Wow.
That's what makes what Kayla and Matthew and the guys have done such a big deal.
So let me come back to that. Yeah. So not only are you the fourth best wrestler in the state, that's all schools.
The entire state.
That is phenomenal. I mean, has that really sunk in yet?
No, not really. it hasn't hit me.
That is really, truly amazing. Again, Kayla, thanks for coming with Coach. And Coach, you know I always like catching up with you as you educate me on this sport of wrestling. And we will definitely make sure that we check back in with you to see how your boys' squad does here in postseason.
Sounds great.
All right. That was Coach Adrian Wilburn of Milan Wrestling. And, of course, he brought Indiana's fourth best wrestler in the state, Kayla Rail. And we'll be back to wrap in just a sec on Country 103.9, WRBI, the new WRBI app.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, Ison'sFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
With the holidays behind us, now's the time to focus on the one person you've probably been neglecting lately, you. If you haven't scheduled an annual appointment with your primary care provider in 2024, what are you waiting for? Seeing your provider once a year is a great way to review health concerns and discuss tips to stay well. At Margaret Mary Health, their primary care providers are accepting new patients in Batesville, Brookville, Osgood, and Milan. to find a provider near you, visit them online at mmhealth.org.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
You are tuned to Coach's Corner.
We want to thank Cecil and his crew here at Ison's Pizza for allowing us to be here. We want to thank all of our sponsors who make this all possible. Go out and support them, because not only do they make things like this possible, they keep your communities going, and that's very, very important.
103.9 WRVI.
And we are back. And just an awesome show we've had here on Coach's Corner. Want to thank our sponsors once again. Of course, our title sponsor, Ison's Family Pizza, Gehring's Fleetwood Chevrolet, SEI Fiber by Indiana REMC, Hurt & Elko Dodge Jeep, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communications, and Margaret Mary Help. We just finished talking Milan Wrestling with Coach Wilburn, and he brought with him the fourth best female wrestler in the state, and Kayla Rail. And you know, as we started going through that conversation, and then it clicked in my head, wait a minute, wrestling is a classless sport. Then I was really, really impressed with what she was able to do and accomplish. And we were talking off air, folks, Kayla is just a sophomore, and she's already made it to state, the first female to make it to state at Milan. And no doubt she's got more work to do. And as the boys season comes to the end, they've got one last meet that they'll be hosting this weekend. Milan looks to send several other male wrestlers to sectionals, regionals, and hopefully to participate at the semi-state wrestling. The semi-state level. Let me tell you, the wrestling program at Milan, no joke, nothing to play with there. Year in, year out, they've had wrestlers perform at the highest levels, and Kayla's just the latest example. Wow. Great show today. Great show, and we will do it again next week. Can't wait. Those of you, if you're listening and wondering, giving you an update on the AFC wildcard playoff race. Start of the fourth quarter, Buffalo Bills lead the Pittsburgh Steelers 24-10. My man John Heil, being a big Buffalo fan, he'll appreciate that update. But yes, that's going to do it for us this week. And tonight, we'll be back next week to do it all over again, same time, same place. We'll have more wonderful coaches lined up for you to tell us all about that. We'll also know the pairing of the girls' sectional by the time we get together again, so we'll probably spend some time talking about that as well. That's going to do it for all of us here at WRBI, including John Heil at the station, pushing buttons, turning knobs, making everything happen. Special thanks to Abby Brinson, one of the best showrunners in the business. And in the immortal words of the Hall of Famer himself, he'd always say, trust and believe in yourself. You've got this. This is Terrence Arney saying thanks so much for listening, and enjoy the rest of your sports week. You've been listening to Coach's Corner on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.